The WA Premier, Mark McGowan, says he's bracing for more cases of coronavirus after six crew members from a live export ship, which has docked in Fremantle, tested positive. The WA government says the ship left the United Arab Emirates on the 7th of May. The infected crew members are being quarantined in Perth hotels. Dean Summers is the National Coordinator of the International Transport Workers Federation. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Have you been in touch with workers on the ship? What have they told you about why it was allowed to dock?
Well, they didn't go into the reasons why it was allowed to dock their ship. They were okay to dock, but they did contact us because they were concerned for their health. And we understood at that time on Sunday that there were up to 10 people who were sick and had flu-like symptoms.
And as you say, there were some signs. Do we know whether the ship's captain was aware of the situation?
The ship's captain was asked by the crew for medical services. Under the Maritime Labour Convention, seafarers are able to get shore-based medical services and assistance, but this crew were concerned that they weren't looking like they were going to get those services. They weren't allowed to go ashore, and that was of some concern to them. So they came to the ITF. We represent all seafarers, and we have a history of representing seafarers on that ship as well.
So just to be clear, they had requested medical attention via the captain and that was not being granted?
That's right. And so we were concerned about that. And that's why we raised these issues on Sunday with the state government. And we asked the state government to make sure that these seafarers, one, had medical access to medical services, and two, their status within the COVID-19 background.
And so the Premier of Western Australia, Mark McGowan, initially accused Border Force of not informing the WA government about the situation on board this ship. But documents released by the Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, show that his department had contacted WA Public Health Operations Centre on Friday, saying three crew members had temperatures. From your perspective, what went wrong here?
Well, we're not going to get into that. That's between the state government and Border Force, but we know that Border Force has a terrible record on the Ruby Princess, and so does the New South Wales government. So my concern is that we didn't want to see a repeat of the Ruby Princess. We didn't want to see seafarers have their rights stripped away from them in this terrible time, and we didn't want to see the Australian Border Force repeat their behaviour with the cruise ship industry, ordering all cruise ships out of Australian waters, regardless of the health of up to 30,000 workers.
Has your union been in touch with the WA government about this situation?
Yes, we've written to the government and we maintain a dialogue with the government and with the health department. And we've asked for 100% testing, exactly the same things we asked for with the Ruby Princess. And that is to test everybody and to triage everybody and to treat those crew with respect and dignity, and make sure that the highest priority is their welfare, not to get the ship away from this wharf.
Can I just be clear, though, because you're saying you don't want a repeat of what happened with the Ruby Princess. Is there anything that you can point to in this instance that Border Force has done wrong?
No, we haven't been engaged with Border Force. We understand the Border Force is saying that there's some difference between what happened with permission to berth the ship. Ultimately, it comes down to Border Force. And we'll leave that to the state and federal government to argue out.
Sure. But I asked you a question about this sort of disparity between what Mark McGowan, the WA Premier, was saying and what the Federal Agriculture Minister has been saying. And I'm just trying to isolate whether you think Border Force has done anything wrong at all.
Well, it's not clear on what Littleproud's saying. I think what he's saying is that they told the government someone was sick, but I don't think there was any flags raised by COVID-19. So really, it's up to interpretation. I'm not in a position to interpret that. I'm in a position to make sure those seafarers are cared for.
And so the captain that was not, from what you're saying, allowing or giving permission for these crew members to go ashore and get treatment, is there any recourse on that?
Well, there is a recourse. He would have been, if that happened, then he would have been in breach of the Maritime Labour Convention. And it's a very strong convention looking after the basic rights for international seafarers. It wasn't a matter of going ashore. It's a matter of calling a doctor, making sure they're put in touch with shore-based medical services so they can get the best treatment, rather than just giving them Panadol and saying it's going to be okay, stay on board the ship. I've got to stress, Hamish, that at no time were this crew ever going to come ashore, because seafarers' rights have been tightened a hell of a lot under the COVID-19 usually they would have rights to shore leave, right around the country in every port in this country and probably around the world. Seafarers don't have the right to get off the ship under any circumstances while they're alongside their berths.
Dean Summers, thank you very much.
Thank you, Hamish.
Dean Summers is the National Coordinator of International Transport Workers Federation. We'll continue to keep an eye on that story for you this morning.